We are here to talk about filling an unexpired term. So kind of started off, I've got some information for you guys, but to give you an overview, the effective date of the need to replace is June 17th, and so we have 30 days to fill that. We have to fill it by July 17th. And just some kind of high-level things, the requirements of a qualifications of a board member, that they must reside in the district, they must be a U.S. citizen, at least 18 years old, and a resident for at least the last 30 days. And another area to confirm is whether or not there's any incompatible offices or other memberships, jobs that person might hold that would make them unable to fill this position. So today, really, we need to review that timeline, make sure everybody's aware of it, and then discuss the procedure for soliciting candidates and the procedure for selecting the candidates. Some other things to point out is that we do not have an obligation to consider any past candidates. So really, there are no guidelines as far as, or no restrictions placed on us as to how we want to approach this process. And so in the package that I handed out, the first page is from a toolkit from Ohio School Boards Association that talks about filling Board of Education vacancies. And they cover every situation in here, but really just kind of some of the things that I just talked about are the main things that we need to consider. So following that page, you have our own board policy that talks about our board member qualifications, and then our policy on the unexpired term fulfillment. So again, if you, I had sent those out yesterday, if you had a chance to look at them, it's just kind of reinforcing the idea that there's a general timeline and guidelines for us, but that we do have kind of the full ability to figure out how we want to move forward with this. So the next paper that I put in there was, again, coming from Ohio School Boards Association. It's a sample application for a board member, followed by a sample news release that we could use, followed by sample questions for an interview process.
These samples came from OSBA?
Yes, OSBA. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then after that, just kind of some heads up that we would need to send some information. We would need to update OSBA on this change in our membership. And kind of a side note on that is the fact that since Ed was the vice president, we will need to determine a new vice president for our current board.
I had a couple questions.
Okay.
When the person who's appointed, mm-hmm, would serve until when?
The end of Ed's term. Based on the ORC, it's got to be the shorter of two different scenarios. Okay, the shorter for us would be at the end of his term, which would have been December 31st of 2017. So we're looking at about a year and a half.
I'm reading this.
Yeah.
And it's a really complicated phrase, but it says something about the next regular board election taking place more than 90 days after a person is selected.
Which, right, and that wouldn't be
in November?
That, not it's this,
a board
it's
election.
Not
a board election.
Yeah, the school board election wouldn't be until November of 2017.
I didn't know, why is that not a board election?
Because school board members are elected in odd years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it would be basically a year and a half.
Right. Okay. The same time that you and Dick would be up for re-election,
because
you were all voted in at the same time. So, so we'd be looking for somebody for a year and a half.
And then the other question I had was, what's the timeline on the vice president thing? That's a completely separate issue, right?
I haven't seen that there's any restrictions or timeline on that. I mean, I just think it would make sense to vote on that. I think we could vote on it the same meeting that we appoint a new board member.
Okay.
Give us a chance to kind of talk about who would like to step into that role.
Okay.
So, and I guess the last thing on there is that we are allowed to interview and discuss individual names in executive session. That is the opinion of OSBA. So, you know, once we come up with a process, at that point, if we would like to discuss any names, we could move into executive session. And according to OSBA and, you know, looking at sunshine laws, that's an appropriate reason to go in. I think it's the G1 or something to discuss the employment of a...
So do we do that after or before applications?
Well, I mean, even today, depending on how quickly we get through some of this stuff, if we come up with a process and some people and you would like to discuss some individual names, we could have a motion to go into executive session.
You could do both.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Is there any ambiguity about that, about the executive session is appropriate for discussing particular names? That's not ambiguous at all?
I don't believe so, because... Okay. Yeah, like right here on the page 2, it says it appears to fall within the ORC 121.22(g)(1). That section permits executive session to be held to consider the appointment of a public official, and this is precisely what a board is doing in appointing a person to fill a board vacancy.
Okay.
So, and you know, obviously, there's never any action taken in executive session, but those conversations can be had in executive session. So. And then I guess the one other thing is just looking at your calendars. I think it would be helpful right off the bat to find out if we're going to have any issues with people being absent during some of these times that we need to make decisions. So if we need to fill it by July 17th, kind of moving backwards from there, I was thinking that that we would need to have a special meeting on either Thursday, July 14th or Friday, July 15th.
I'm available July 14th, but not July 15th.
Okay.
I'm available on the 14th.
All right. I know you are, and Todd is.
Yeah, either night should work for me.
Okay, so if we go with this special meeting on the 14th, then backing up from there, I think the interview process would need to happen possibly the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Those would be potential dates. So, and I don't know, you know, we may not need all 3 days, but if anybody has any conflicts on any of those days.
I'm available the 11th and 12th.
11th and 12th.
I'm available that week.
Okay.
Give a time frame, are you thinking?
Part of it's going to depend on candidates' available time, and on the 11th, a Monday, I can be open. I think I can make myself available. Only on the 12th, I have a meeting in the morning first thing, but on the 11th and 12th, what kind of time constraints do people have? What times would people not be available?
What days of the week is that?
Okay.
Yeah.
What days of the week?
Monday and Tuesday, the 11th and 12th.
Yeah. If I have something, I'll rearrange it. So.
I'm pretty flexible then, except maybe not Tuesday morning.
Yeah, I think Tuesday I wouldn't really be available until probably 10 or 11. So maybe we could say from noon on Tuesday and all day on Wednesday is possible.
Wednesdays.
Monday.
Monday. Okay. I was going to say Wednesdays are real bad for me.
Yeah. Okay. So 12 noon on.
Right. Now, are we going to be cutting people out though, doing it at 12 noon?
I'm just trying to find out what times we're available. As we approach people, we can
get them in the evening.
Exactly, right. And I don't have any constraints.
I don't either.
In the evening.
I'd rather do earlier evening than I would during the day.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So if we're going to hold interviews on the 11th and 12th, then I'm thinking that our deadline, if we want to make the deadline a Friday, that's July 8th. And then give us a chance to review any applications on Saturday and Sunday and review them and also invite for interviews. Mm-hmm. Does that sound reasonable?
I would just suggest maybe Thursday. I don't know your process for doing that, but if they're coming in here,
oh, that's right, the office is closed. All right.
So I would suggest maybe Thursday, and then
right.
That gives you Friday to call and set up appointments as well.
Right.
So 7/7 deadline for apps.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, just a suggestion.
No, that's
yeah.
good.
No, I think yeah. I keep forgetting about
you're right, and that leaves Friday, and then to call people and get them scheduled in for Monday.
Right.
So
right.
That makes
so they would need
good.
To be at the board office by July 7th.
Right.
Okay. By July 7th at 4:30. 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
4 o'clock. July 7th, 4 p.m. Okay. So now that we have a timeline, the biggest part of our discussion is how do we want to handle this whole process? You know, looking at one option would be that we solicit, you know, that as a board we talk about ideas that we have for candidates that we think would be appropriate to fill the position, and we personally contact them. That's one thought. Another one is to, you know, put something out, publicize it in the newspaper, on the website, and accept applications from anybody who feels they meet the qualifications. And the third one could be a combination of those two, where we publicize it and we also personally contact some people.
Has anybody been through a process like this before?
I've been through a few, and each time that I've been part of it, you know, whether it's right or wrong, it's the board personally contacted candidates that they felt would...
See, that's what I thought, too. That was my first initial...
Mm-hmm.
Did the board also accept invitations openly? I mean, applications openly?
Not to my knowledge. I don't think so.
The superintendents I talked to that had been through something similar described that same process.
Okay.
Now, there's not a ton, so I had to struggle
yeah.
to find a couple, thank goodness, right?
Right.
But most of them said because of the timeline, associations and things like that, it was... and relationships, that seemed to be the better way, they thought.
Well, and we don't have time to go through 100 applicants. I mean, you're saying the timeline and everything else.
The 30 days is, you
yes.
know, is a quick
pretty
turnaround.
Restricted, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right, right.
So
and
I say that we do it on our own and invite the people we think that are qualified
now.
To put in, yeah.
So then my one comment would be if you are approached by somebody who has indicated an interest, then do you offer them the application? If it's not a name that has come up from our group, but somebody would call and say, I'm interested.
Again, I think you're opening up a can of worms if you do that,
mm-hmm.
because then you can't do that if you're not going to open it up to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you're going to keep it internal, you have to keep it internal
mm-hmm.
for the recommendations from the four board members, or you have to open it to everyone. I don't think you can, because if you get a phone call, it could be from XYZ that you don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you're saying you're going to open it, then you have to open it all the way.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my sense of it.
Okay.
Well, I'm not really worried about that. Do you really think there's going to be 100 people that apply? You know, if it's
who
open,
knows?
If it's let's say there's something in the
I
newspaper,
don't think so.
Right? That says something like contact so and so to get an application, so it's opened up like that. I mean, your concern is there'll be so many that come in that you can't possibly process it before the deadline.
Well, the thing of it is, I think we don't want very, I mean, I think that a handful is enough, and I think that taking people that have already been through it and taking their advice from other boards, and mm-hmm. both of them are saying this is what happened in other districts, I think we need to model after that district since we've never been through this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what districts those are, but I'm certainly thinking that they probably did the same thing that we're doing, is went to other districts that had happened to them
mm-hmm.
and were given the advice on what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
I'd rather
I don't,
have advice.
I just asked just to get some picture of how it usually goes. I don't feel beholden to what others have done unless there's some kind of a legal limitation. If I guess my thought is, why shouldn't it be open? People running for school board, that's open.
But this is a whole different animal. It's a whole different animal. When you run for a school board, you got to go out there and prove yourself. We don't have time. We're on a deadline of, that's a whole different scenario,
One thought if people would have to fill out the application, mm-hmm. It does not mean that we would need to interview everybody that filled out the application. We could accept applications, and as we look through them, there's some questions on there that I think would give us some good information as far as their qualifications and their ability to serve.
I certainly wasn't assuming if it was open that meant everybody would have an interview. I wasn't assuming that at all.
Right.
It just meant that anybody who wanted to could at least submit an application. That's a whole different... What do you think?
Well, I can see advantages and disadvantages. Mm-hmm. The more open it is, I think at some point the board is going to have to say we're going to invite three people or four people to come in and interview.
Right.
You can indicate your interest.
Right.
And we will look and see who has an interest, but then say we will invite these people to come in and interview for the position, so that I guess it goes to what I think I'm hearing from Brian, that we don't know how many people might be interested. It might be two or three. It could be 100.
Right, who knows?
At the same time, if we know somebody that we think mm-hmm. would make a good board member, we can encourage them to submit an application and be considered.
Right. In the mix. We can pick through the applications mm-hmm. to decide who we feel is qualified.
Mm-hmm. I think the other thing I would encourage you to think about is maybe you want to alter that timeline, because if you're going to have those mm-hmm. conversations about your application process, I think you'd want to come together in executive session to vet through those first and then make your decisions. And I'm not sure having it due Thursday with the turnaround on Monday gives you that kind of time. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? So, because you'd want to come together as a collective to discuss those.
Right.
And make your
discuss the applicants.
Yeah, if you're going to go mm-hmm. with the application process, my suggestion or something to think about would mm-hmm. be you'd want time to come together as a board to discuss those. That you want to review them. You want to come together as a board, just like you were interviewing for any position, mm-hmm. and then do that in executive session. Then
you're right.
Then we would need to, if
we're going to open it, then we have to close it by the end of June. Because then that will give us, 2 weeks to go to executive session.
Yeah, I just think you need to think about your timeline, and you need to consider that.
Well, today's the 21st.
Yeah, that would give people 9 days.
My suggestion is we wouldn't put it out until Friday. I think that...
Yes.
We need to put everything to rest before we publicize.
I agree. Okay.
I put you down to 6 days then, yeah.
Right. Well, unless you make it the 5th.
July 4th.
Right. Maybe if they could come in by the 5th or the 6th, and we could meet on the 7th to go through them and select the ones that we want to interview and make the contacts at that point. You won't be here on the 7th. Okay. Are you here at all that week?
Maybe I can rearrange stuff and we can pull out that week, maybe. Let's see. So you're talking about the 5th and then maybe go into executive session on the 6th or 7th?
Right. Or 5th or 6th, and an executive session on the 6th or 7th, either one of those.
Okay. because that's if we get them in and then I can be back by. I mean, if I need to, I'll just have to call and
okay.
cancel a few days. We're planning on being up in the UP.
Okay. So would you rather make it a little later? Would you rather make it the 7th?
Well, not the application deadline. I don't think we can.
Right. Oh, not the application okay. deadline, but if we to review them on the 6th and have well,
no.
or to have the deadline on the 6th and review an executive session on the 7th.
That's better.
Is that good?
Yeah, because then I'm just cutting it about 4 days short.
What day of the week? What
that's a Wednesday is for the deadline, and Thursday is
Thursday the 7th?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So then something would be...
Okay, Sue, can you kind of go through...
Yes. What we have right now.
Where we are now.
Yeah, what we have right now is that there would be... we would publicize the process on Friday the 24th. Sorry, I'm writing this down too. With a deadline for applications of Wednesday.
I mean, if there's a conflict,
do you think Wednesday's even early enough?
I'm just throwing some ideas.
Okay.
If we're going to do the board meeting on the 14th?
Yes.
Still have them do the 7th and set up your interviews on the 13th and then have a meeting on the 14th.
The 13th was not a good day.
For people?
Yeah, I think our 2 days were the 11th and the 12th.
Oh, you still want to have that original executive session. That's the, you're going to have to have.
Right.
You'd have to have executive session
on the
11th.
Yes.
And then do
interviews. The 13th does not work for
well,
people.
I can take off work. That's my big core thing.
Okay.
But if we did executive session on Monday, why couldn't we do interviews on Tuesday and our meeting is Thursday?
You would just have to be transparent with the applicants that interviews will be held on the 12th. I mean,
right, that would be part of the process. If
the
you're
going
to turn it in,
right.
you need to be available
on
July
12th.
Yeah, interviews
if
will
you would If you would be selected. And that you wouldn't find out until the 11th.
Right.
Yeah.
So you will be notified on the 11th and have to be available on the 12th. I mean, because
you
process,
can't take it into
help
the next
process.
Week or you've
right.
gone over the time
right.
timeline.
Right. So.
And that, yeah.
Could I say one possible?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Might make things simpler is if instead of the whole board vetting these candidates, if you picked
two
members as a committee to vet
gives
the candidates.
Gives us more flexibility.
And you can meet
right.
whenever without actually having a formal board meeting and trying to schedule all that.
Right. I mean, we do that. We've done that when we were doing our superintendent and treasurer search. We always had a subcommittee of two members so that you could.
Yeah.
Right.
You could do that as well. It doesn't mean your input wouldn't be heard. Mm-hmm. I mean, you would forward your input.
Yeah, I see.
So then if we did something like that, we could stick with maybe the Wednesday, July 6th. And then that, the two people could, you know, we wouldn't have to worry about everybody's schedule. Two people could go through all of them, contact, you know, kind of come up with their list and contact. Although I think the rest of the board would probably want to know before those contacts were made. You know?
I just say we go back to the 11th and 12th and 14th. That works for everybody that week.
Okay with that?
Yeah, that's fine with me. I mean,
again, I don't think you're going to have 100 people.
I don't either. I don't need. I mean, I think
no.
if we have more than
I
if we have more than five, I would be shocked.
I mean,
shocked.
Board elections.
I would be
you
shocked.
Think, if you think about it in that in that mind frame, right?
Right.
We don't have 10 people necessarily run for a board at a time. So,
Right. That's true.
I mean, just right. as a
I mean,
as
the
a
only
gauge.
The only difference with it being a year and a half left on the
right.
term.
Right, entice some people.
The only one thing I would add, I'm fine with all these schedules, is mm-hmm. if somebody applies and they look like we want to consider them mm-hmm. and they cannot meet on Tuesday, that mm-hmm. we talk about it, okay, that would be a ridiculous reason to exclude somebody entirely if it was just an impossible conflict for them.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I think that schedule should...
Maybe then as a backup, we could use a two-person committee if they weren't available on the 12th, but they were available on the 13th.
Well, I think we can address that if the situation
arises.
Arises.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But I think it's good to be prepared. It's good to at least have the conversation.
Here's when your letter of interest or your application is due.
Right.
We have a time when we meet to look through those and
right.
issue
Select.
An invitation.
Mm-hmm.
And if we find that there's a conflict, then we will schedule the interviews on the 12th. And if there's a conflict, then we'll try to address that. But mm-hmm. I mean, we have to have a meeting on the 14th. So
right. I mean, that's the reality of the situation.
It might be a ridiculous reason, but.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some people may be on vacation, but honestly,
sure.
now with technology, certainly mm-hmm. we could.
Right.
Right. I'm just saying, let's talk about it. Maybe
right.
we can
mm-hmm.
do something.
Work something
right.
out.
FaceTime.
Sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
Maybe if they're vacationing somewhere
Ed
cool, we could go meet
at that,
them.
Mm-hmm.
So the deadline then would
okay.
be what?
Change the deadline back to the 11th?
No.
The 8th.
Deadline
sorry,
will be 7-6 or 7-7. Because it has to be Wednesday or Thursday because
right.
they're not open for 7-7.
Right. Seven.
Okay. Thursday, 7-7.
Okay.
Okay. And then we would meet on the 11th.
Okay.
To review.
Mm-hmm.
And what time do you want to meet on 7-11?
That's a Monday, so I am totally flexible that day.
I am too.
My social secretary I contacted and she says I'm free. So.
Excellent. Brian, do you have any?
What day of the week
that's
is that?
Monday.
Yeah, I'm free.
Would you like to do a 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning?
That's fine.
Kind
sounds, of thing? Sounds good. Because I think we come in, we don't know how long it's going to take. Maybe short, maybe take longer.
Right.
The earlier we
yes.
can notify people,
the better. Okay.
That is an executive session.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. on the 11th to review applications.
Okay.
And determine the determine who we want to invite.
Mm-hmm.
And then on July 12th, the goal would be to hold interviews. And those could be any time from noon on. And we may just have to hunker down then and have dinner after the interviews.
And then 7:14 will be the meeting at one time. What
yes.
time? 7 or earlier? Or?
That would be a special meeting, so we could make it 6 o'clock. And maybe depending on who we select, we'll need to find out what time that person would
be
available.
Okay.
So we could tentatively say 6 o'clock, if that's all right.
That's fine.
Or we could make it 5 and take care of that and then go home and have dinner. Do you have a preference, Brian?
That's Thursday the 14th?
Yes.
I usually am working until 5:45, but if we had to meet at 5,
okay.
that's okay.
No, we could do. I mean, we could do 6 or 6:30.
6 is fine.
Okay.
Now, what's that
we'll
mean?
Aim, that's, we'll that's aim the, for six.
That's the closed session to actually select.
No, no. This is the open session to appoint.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the closed session would be both July 11th and July 12th.
Okay, thank you for...
Both of the 11th and 12th are both executive
sessions. So we would
have
time, then we would take time on the 12th. Let me make sure I'm right about this. After the interviews.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
All right. And I think it's important that that we make it clear that not everybody that applies may be interviewed.
Right. I'm thinking now, tomorrow I have some flexibility, and so I was thinking if you're available or one of you three are available, maybe to come in here to the board office and work with somebody on the kind of looking at that application and the news and the press release as far as publicizing this whole process. I mean, I figured you wouldn't be. I don't know about either one of you two.
I can be here.
Okay. I know, Brian.
You
want to
do that?
The two.
Yeah.
Okay. So you and I could meet here. Tell me.
Name the time.
I make it.
Must be nice being retired, dude.
I'll be gone. I'll be leaving about 11.
Okay.
You're
downtown. I mean, who do you think?
Jennifer comes.
Okay.
Contact, and I'll text her.
Okay. So maybe you want to just. Let me know. Well, or we
I'll
could just call
her,
whatever. I think I might have it. I don't know.
And then I'll
Okay. So, I mean, let's do it in the morning because I know, I mean, in the afternoon we will be
called. Okay. Tomorrow's Tuesday.
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Then Lynette could help you with as far as putting that letterhead.
Right.
And all that
okay. So maybe 9:30-ish?
9:30. I'll be here.
June 22nd. Okay. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay.
The other thing I was wondering about, and maybe you and Dick are going to sort this out tomorrow, is the actual form of the application.
Yeah, that's what I was, because there's a sample one in here.
Right.
And I mean, we can create right now. That just it asks for the name of the person, their occupation, their current place of employment, some employment history. And I don't, you know, I'm thinking that we would limit this. I really don't want like the last 20 jobs of somebody's, you know, but maybe the last two or three. If they are members of any civic or professional organizations, references. And then just those things that we need to make sure, are they 18 years or older? Are they a registered voter? Have they ever been arrested or convicted of a felony? Do they have children of school age? Are they attending our schools? Is any member of your immediate family an employee of the school system?
It looks pretty reasonable to me. What do you guys think?
I think it's fine.
I think that it should include something about why are you interested in...
You could put that in,
serving.
Like if you're only going to do the employment history, you can move those lines up quite
a
bit, you know, like your last three positions or whatever, and then put on there
what's your interest?
Why are you interested in becoming a board member?
Right.
Okay.
Maybe along with civic or professional organizations also, if they've ever served on a board.
Right.
Yeah, because it's very different to be a member of an organization versus serving as a board member.
Okay.
So.
And then since we agreed that we're going to not only advertise but also solicit, do you want to like email us the form, or should, like, in case we're going to approach people?
Well, I think we would have it available on our website.
Right.
Okay.
And so then when we had the press release, that information would be given to our lovely representatives in the newspaper so that they could put that in there as well.
Okay.
And again, our plan would not be to forward that to them until Friday.
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
The funeral is Thursday. That's why we're...
Yes.
I want to make sure to wait.
So get the information, and then
so
it could be included.
So if I send it late Thursday, does that work?
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you have to get going pretty soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is just hard.
It's extremely difficult. We're just going to miss Ed tremendously.
Yeah, I miss him tremendously. And this is the first meeting I've been at since you guys had a meeting.
Right, yeah, we had the work session, and. So, okay, well, if there's nothing else.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Let me just make sure I've got it.
Okay.
Okay, notice goes out on the 24th. The application deadline is 4 p.m. on 7/7.
Right.
The applications will be reviewed at an executive session at 9 a.m. on 7/11.
Yes.
And then noon on the 12th, or sometime following that, there'll be interviews with those few people that are invited. And then we have a special meeting, 6 o'clock on the 14th.
Right, tentatively 6 o'clock. That's kind of subject to change.
Okay.
And then our regular board meeting will be
the following week.
July 21st.
And that should probably be in some kind of cover letter, I would think, with the application.
So that they would be prepared that not only would you have a appointment meeting on the 14th, but your first regularly scheduled board meeting would be on the 21st.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And at that meeting, we will be holding... end of year reviews of our superintendent and treasurer. So yeah, which is a heads up, I will be sending out information about that as well sometime in the next couple weeks. So, or not next couple weeks, sometime this week.
Yep.
Okay. I believe that covers everything. Any other questions?
Like what kind of stuff we have, she sent.
Okay, yeah, I know Amy.
Okay.
Then I would accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Powers.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Mr. Bynes?
Yes. Our meeting is adjourned at 5:16.